Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com. It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. Three full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to chickashaautoswapmeet.com. That's chickashaautoswapmeet.com. See you at the swap meet. Well, cash cattle activity is expected to remain sluggish today. Most of the business for the week looks to be in the books, with trade developing yesterday and on Tuesday in all areas at about $2 to $8 lower than last week. Weaker market tone, though, is likely to have limited the desire for feedlot managers to be aggressive here the rest of the week. Now, there could be some additional live trade developing in the north over the next couple of days, but essentially the market tone has been set. Futures trades expected mixed to mostly lower, with early short covering mixed with follow-through marketing pressure. The continued weakness in feeder cattle trade has led the overall market lower, sparking uncertainty surrounding the overall direction of the market in the upcoming days and weeks. Now, moving over to the hogs very quickly, underlying pressure continues to develop in the hog complex, with initial trade expected to be mixed to mostly lower today. The weaker tone has not changed, but with current price levels, the opportunity to cover short positions may bring some limited buyer interest back into the complex. Now, checking on our grain here today, weaker wheat markets across the board as the ag-wide sell-off induced by trade rhetoric continues. Heavy rains fell across Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas over the last 7 days, and putting the finishing touches on a crop where it didn't flood. Hard red winter wheat prospects look stellar, while soft red winter wheat production continues to labor under excess moisture with rising disease concerns. Every state that produces soft red wheat except Michigan is being flagged for high risk risks of fusarium head blight, which is the disease that causes vomitoxin. Corn futures are lower here today, following through an overnight session weakness as the headlines surrounding the trade war continue to provide whiplash. And soybean prices are weaker as well today, taking the mostly bearish trade war headlines as expected, with traders anxiously awaiting today tomorrow's WASDE reports and conclusion to whatever talks do occur. Now, we're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down $1.20 yesterday, 111.07. August down 167 at 107.40. May feeder cattle down 152 at 135.77. August down 172 at 143.87. June hogs down 70 cents at 88.55. July's down $1.37 at 90.75. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the July down a half cent yesterday, 403.5. September down three quarters at 414.25. Chicago wheat, July down a half, 439. September's down a half at 447.5. July corn down 2.25 at 364.25. September is down 1.75 at 372.25. July soybeans down 3.5, 827.25. August down 3.5 cents, 833.5. July cotton down 87 cents, 72.31. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.